Hey there, it's Carrie Shepherd back at you here on Anchor. I am just, again, absolutely loving this new platform. And, you know, I'm definitely not somebody that jumps on every single thing that comes out. It took me quite a while to get into Snapchat. And then from Snapchat, I kind of went to Instagram stories and have stuck with that for a while. I've always loved video, but I really like this idea that I can be driving in the car right now on my way to go get my nails done and can just pop on with a little bit of kind of inspiration or behind the scenes look at how I'm running my, you know, international coaching business. So again, we're all kind of figuring this out together, and I'd love to hear from you if there's anything that you would love to know, any questions that you have. I can definitely kind of answer those, and I can do episodes based on your feedback. But one of the things I wanted to share today was kind of an aha I had this morning. So I woke up a little bit earlier than normal to go on a hike this morning. I'm actually in the midst of preparing and training for a mission trip that I'm going to going on in November. And we're going to be hiking about 50 miles over the course of about 5 days, and it's going to be pretty high elevation. And I don't live in very high elevation, but there happens to be this one hiking trail that's pretty challenging here in Austin. So anyhow, my point is, I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I absolutely did not. I wanted to stay snuggled up and, you know, have a slow morning, and that just wasn't what I wanted to do. But I know that my vision was stronger than any of the excuses that were coming in my mind. And the other piece that I know, and this is one of the things that my trainer has really been kind of talking to us about, is I would rather suffer here in America with, you know, air conditioner and cold water and Epsom salt baths and all that good stuff, and having to get up a little bit earlier than normal, then I will over on my mission trip. And so that's one of the things that I just continue to remind myself when that resistance shows up. And even on the trail, you know, there's so many lessons and so many things that come up. And it's like, you know, the way you do one thing is the way you do everything. And I'm just really, you know, it's just shining a light on how I need to really start pushing past some of the resistance I have in other areas of my life. And I know that starts with, you know, having that vision and having that reason to push past. You know, what is it that you're working towards? What is it that you're focused on? So I'd love to hear from you. You know, what do you do when resistance comes up? And do you have a strong vision of what you're working towards? And does that help you? You know, I'd love to hear. And if you have any questions in regards to, you know, kind of my path and my journey, I would love to answer them. So feel free to call in and I will answer your questions right here. I will talk to you soon. I'm on my way and I'm just pulling into the nail salon. I'll see y'all soon.